Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It's going to be a big show. We got a lot going on today, a lot of developing news. As always on this show, it always kind of breaks during our show. So that's how we do it. That's how we roll. You can certainly join in the fun with our YouTube chat. We've got that going on, and we will be streaming that live for you. And of course, in addition to that, I'll give you all the updates on if they indict James Comey today. You heard them say that the statute of limitations is running up on Tuesday. And the question is, will there be an indictment of the former FBI director, James Comey? I'll play you the audio of what the president said about that. And a big takeaway from yesterday with Vice President J.D. Vance is that he said that Brendan Carr, the FCC chairman, was joking when he made his comments on the podcast with Benny Johnson regarding going after Jimmy Kimmel. Now, that is a huge, huge tell. The tell being that that's why you're not hearing anything from Brendan Carr. We're going to act like it was a joke because what he said was outrageously inappropriate and not at all in any way, shape, or form conservative. And so we're going to just act like he was joking around. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. Just keep him far away from open mic nights because he's not particularly funny. His delivery is not great if it's a joke. I'm just going to say that I don't think he's going to be. Well, he might be on. But anyway, that's fine. We'll move on. What he should do now is turn his attention towards dozing away the FCC, just like Linda McMahon has. Do we have the votes for it yet? As somebody emailed me yesterday, Tim did. No, that's the point. We have to create a groundswell and make people realize that Democrats will weaponize the FCC against us. So let's scrap it while we have the chance now, or defund it. We could just defund the agency if we want to. That's fine too. I'm okay with that. But I'd rather just abolish it because then we don't have to worry about them weaponizing the government in the future. And J.D. Vance outlined how they did it with Google and with YouTube and with all these other sites, how they silenced conservatives and silenced our voices. And we know that that happened. And the vice president talked about that yesterday. But I'm just glad that we are the Brendan Carr. You know what I mean? I kind of knew that last week when the president said nice things about him. Trump always has a tell. Like when somebody's gotten under his skin, he has a tell. He usually says nice things right before. It always reminds me of Goodfellas. Remember when they whacked Joe Pesci and he thought he was going to be a made guy, you know, and he kisses his mother goodbye and everything like that. It's always kind of like that. Like the minute that they start saying nice things about you, so when the president was saying on Air Force One the other day, what a great guy Brendan Carr is, I was like, oh, he's not happy. He's not happy about this, that Brendan Carr has inserted himself into all this. And you know, it's one thing, because for Trump, it's one thing if he goes after these people. He's been doing it for years. But when the regulator does it, no. And the president got all this blowback from conservatives. He didn't need that. He was over in London when most of this was taking place. So when he said on Air Force One, the comments of, I think Brendan Carr's great guy, real patriot, great guy. I was like, ooh, that's the tell. Time to kiss my goodbye. You're getting two in the back of the head. And sure enough, I think it's going to be a while till you see him on another show. My sense of it. So I feel like we won this round. Those of us who were very, very concerned about the FCC inserting itself into the marketplace. And like I said with my buddy Tommy Lahren yesterday on Fox Across America when I was filling in for Jimmy Failla, 7 hours of radio, we talked about this. We'll let the marketplace of ideas sort all this out, not the government. Yes, exactly right. This guy, this shooter, used apps that track ICE agents as he was going after them. That was one of the revelations that came out in the press conference. And again, it just wrapped up like moments ago. So, I mean, everybody right now is doing the same thing that Matt's doing, which is grabbing audio from the press conference because it just wrapped up. But I can tell you from watching it, so it's a couple just kind of 30,000 foot takeaways from this. And it's this. The ICE agents were targeted because they're ICE agents. The U.S. attorney made it very clear that the notes that were written and left by the shooter, his hatred for ICE, his hatred for the federal government, he wanted to cause terror. He wanted to terrorize them. He wanted to terrorize agents. That's what he did. That's what he wanted to do. That's exactly what he wanted. We have a clip, actually. So, Sean, I'll give you a couple of seconds, a couple of minutes to load these up. But, we are. Hang on one second, please. Jack Ciccarelli, there's a lot going on. Okay, let me just tell you what's going on right now. So Jack Ciccarelli, the new poll that just dropped, his dead heat, dead even poll, Emerson College poll, Jack Ciccarelli is in a dead heat with Mikey Sherrill. This is a legit poll, one of the A-plus ones, and it's a really, really, it's a good one, all right? Now, today's been nuts because there's another breaking story. This is what I mean about afternoon drive. Everything breaks in the afternoon, literally, and I have to come along and fix it. But there's no fixing this one. So Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat candidate running for governor of New Jersey, major scandal here erupting. It turns out in 1994, when she graduated the Naval Academy, she did not walk with her class on graduation day. Now, maybe you had a buddy in a fraternity who pulled the same stunt because he still had some classes left to go and didn't walk with his class. But, you know, that's so Mikey Sherrill graduated, but did not walk with her class. Okay. The reason why is she was disciplined in the Navy's cheating scandal. The Navy's cheating scandal that happened. The Naval Academy, they had a scandal. It was a cheating scandal. And they said that she did not turn in her fellow classmates. And so because of that, she was disciplined and was not allowed to walk. Now, we don't know if she was one of the cheaters. She may very well have been. But the only way to know that is if Mikey Sherrill agrees to open up and release her records. And Mikey Sherrill does not appear to want to do that. It's completely up to her. The Democrat candidate for governor, it's completely up to her. Mikey Sherrill has a chance now to open up her records and let everybody see her academic records. But if she doesn't do that, well, then there's going to be a lot of speculation. A lot of speculation. Maybe she's a cheater. And New Jersey voters deserve transparency. So that's all happening today as well. This brand new poll showing a dead heat. This scandal rocking the Democrat candidate for governor. I mean, it's bad. The momentum is swinging in Jack Ciccarelli's favor in such a big way. And this is what I tweeted earlier this morning. And maybe you missed it like Matt did. inside joke. We'll tell you about it later. This race is all going to come down to turnout. Whoever wins the governor's race, it's all going to be about turnout. Bottom line, that's it. And I know this. Republicans, Republican voters, Republican-leaning voters, conservative voters, and yes, MAGA voters are fired up. Fired up between Charlie Kirk's assassination and the way that Democrats have been behaving lately with their rhetoric around ICE agents and everything else. Mikey Sherrill refusing to rule out raising our sales tax. They're done. They're fired up and they are ready to go. Fired up and ready to go. I can't say the same thing about Democrats. And if there is that kind of enthusiasm, I can tell you it's not for Mikey Sherrill. It would be against Donald Trump. Here's the problem. The problem is that when you're voting against somebody, it's much more difficult to get the base energized to turn out when it's a negative vote versus a positive vote. This is something in politics that if you are saying you got to turn out to vote so that this doesn't happen, that's a much harder sell than if you are fired up and you believe in the candidate and you're passionate about the candidate. In the case of Jack Cittarelli, it's a lot of factors that are moving that motivation. They like Jack. They're happy about his candidacy. The president's given his full support and backing of Cittarelli. He's got momentum. Charlie Kirk was assassinated. We want to make our voices heard. All of those things. It's all positive momentum. There is no positive momentum for Mikey Sherrill. There's just this, let's send Trump a message momentum. But that's not really momentum. That's something they're trying to create. And if you don't have that, you're not going to move people. You're not going to move people to get them to get off their butts and go vote. So if this race is all determined by turnout, even though Democrats, there's 800,000 more of them in New Jersey, last time he ran, Cittarelli only lost by 80,000 votes. You easily make up that 80,000 votes this time around. No doubt about it. So I think he's going to win this race. I really, really, I don't want to jinx anything, but I believe that as of right now, everything is going in his direction. From the early voting, everything, it's all looking incredibly positive. No question about it. And this scandal today around Mikey Sherrill, that she was punished. She was disciplined at the Naval Academy. Not allowed to walk with her class on graduation because of the cheating scandal, raises a lot of questions. Was she one of the cheaters? Yes or no? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. And the only way we can know that is if Mikey Sherrill opens up and tells us the truth and lets us see her records. Now, there's something else coming out on the Charlie Kirk shooting. They're now saying now that the Charlie Kirk suspect had contact with police where the gun was found. That's breaking news as well. It's just today is going to be just one of those days where we just got all kind of crazy breaking news just happening everywhere. But this story that came out. Charlie Kirk's accused assassin encountered by police during the return to the crime scene, according to law enforcement sources. So Tyler Robinson, who is the 22-year-old accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk in Utah, encountered a police officer as investigators were recovering the alleged murder weapon, which was wrapped in a towel in the woods at the edge of campus, according to law enforcement sources. It happened around 6:30 p.m. September 10th, roughly 6 hours after a sniper's bullet struck Kirk and killed him. So the officer was guarding the campus, which was on lockdown, obviously, as you know, when the encounter appears to have thwarted the suspect's attempt to recover the rifle prosecutors allege was used to kill Charlie Kirk. All right. So that is breaking right now, that story around this. And it's pretty fascinating. They say prosecutors release excerpts from a text message conversation they say Robinson had with his roommates and his lover that occurred at an unspecified time on the evening of September 10th, in which Robinson allegedly discussed wanting to retrieve a rifle before returning home. While law enforcement searched the area, Robinson texted his boyfriend, who was transitioning to a woman, even though you can't become a woman, telling him to look under my keyboard. The roommate found and photographed the note that read, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it." They say that the roommate has cooperated with investigators. In another message, Robinson allegedly wrote that he had stuck in Orem for a little while longer. Shouldn't be long until I can come home, but I got to grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret till I died of old age. I am sorry to involve you. Now, you know, for a lot of people who have a lot of questions around this, all these notes and everything seem very almost perfectly staged and almost deliberately looking like it was to clear the roommate of any wrongdoing, much like as Matt Walsh, who was the one who made the connection. Now I can't get out of my head. Much like what Walter White did with Jesse to try to absolve him of any connection to Heisenberg. Kind of like that. Like, all this just seems very staged. Now, if you go down further down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories, then, as somebody called me, I'm just a shill repeating talking points covering for the fact that he was killed by Israel. So, you know, there's that conspiracy theory that's going out there as well. There's no evidence of that, but, you know, rabbit holes are interesting places. So, you know, if I see any evidence pointing to that direction, I will certainly share it with you. I promise. I will absolutely do that. But just because there's holes in a lot of this around the investigation doesn't necessarily mean then that there's a larger multinational conspiracy plot to kill Charlie Kirk. And if there is, then let's get the evidence and let's find it. But I haven't seen any. So, you know, oh, no, I've been attacked just for sharing the details of the case. Yeah, no, it's crazy times we're living in. We're living in crazy, crazy times. Just for sharing details of the case and even playing the press conference where the United States, or I should say the prosecutor, was laying out the evidence. I got blasted just for doing that. I know. These are days, that's for sure. That's one way to put it. These are days. And apparently there's a whole civil war breaking out in the conservative media space. I have no interest in getting involved in that, I can tell you. But yeah, that's all played out. So got that going for us, which is nice. But anyway, I'm going to get out of the rabbit hole back here in reality and just share with you that authorities allege that this suspect, in this case with ICE, had lots and lots of details about how much he hated ICE and wanted to kill them. Okay? So let's get into some of the details of that with some of the audio. We'll take a quick break. This is the big story of the hour, obviously brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. He's the best, 12 years in a row, recognized among his peers as the master of dental implants. Coming up, the scandal around Mikey Sherrill, the suspect in the ICE shooting. Well, he's dead now, so I mean, we can all say he did it pretty much. We can all make that conclusion. All the notes we found about the guy and everything else and what we know about the assassin, the shooter. He hated ICE. We got the receipts, as they say, his notes that he left. So we'll talk about all that straight ahead. Plus, the president is expected to speak and sign some executive orders. We'll bring those to you as well. It's going to be a busy show, kids, so strap on in and don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here we are, and we got a lot to talk about. So welcome. Glad you're here. I do hope you will join us for our big show with Jack Carr, our Politics and Pints. It's going to be a great night, a lot of fun. And that's coming up in That's coming up in Bucks County Community College. That is going to be on October 13th, 7 p.m. You want to get your tickets for that, 1210wphg.com, our Politics and Pints, okay? Make sure you do that because the event's going to sell out. The good seats are almost all gone, so do it now. 1210wphg.com, former Navy SEAL, best-selling writer, Jack Carr, of course, the guy behind the Terminalist show on Amazon Prime, Terminalist Dark Wolf. Jack is a fantastic individual. I think you will love the conversation with him. By the way, another Jack, and I think the future governor of New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli, will be on the show tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. So mark your calendar for that, 3:30 p.m. with Jack. And the rumor is there's a very powerful Democrat mayor up in North Jersey in Bergen County who's going to be endorsing him. Somebody asked, is he peaking too early? Well, no, luckily, early voting is underway in New Jersey. So early voting is happening. You can start. You can start now. You can start voting now. Early in-person voting begins soon, but early voting by mail is now. And so far, the returns for Republicans are up, and Democrats are consistent with where they've been. So if that's anything, I think it's too early to kind of tell, but the data kind of trickling in. But that's just the nice thing about early voting is that you don't have to wait till just election day. And it makes the proverbial October surprise a little less relevant. So it's good that this September surprise with Mikey Sherrill just happened, where we now know that she was not allowed to walk with her class at the Naval Academy because of this cheating scandal. All right, we have audio for you from the press conference with regarding ICE and what happened there with this guy who was targeting law enforcement, targeting ICE agents. There's a lot to this. They went through his notes, the motivations. Here's acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson. This is Cut 31, Sean. She's going to read multiple notes left by the Dallas ICE shooter, clearly revealing the motive. So there's no question at all regarding what this guy was trying to do here. Take a listen.
I want to point out that one of these notes or papers, the sniper explicitly states, yes, it was just me. That statement appears to be correct at this point in the investigation. Notably, these loose notes included a game plan of the attack and target areas at the facility. He called the ICE employees people showing up to collect a dirty paycheck. He wrote that he intended to maximize lethality against ICE personnel and to maximize property damage at the facility. He hoped to minimize any collateral damage or injury to the detainees and any other innocent people. It seems that he did not intend to kill the detainees or harm them. It's clear from these notes that he was targeting ICE agents and ICE personnel. The tragic irony for his evil plot here is that it was a detainee who was killed and two other detainees that were injured when he fired into the Sally Port. He also hoped his actions would give ICE agents real terror of being gunned down, and he did this to induce constant stress in their lives. He hoped his actions would terrorize ICE employees and interfere with their work, which he called human trafficking. And this, what he did, is the very definition of terrorism.
So, I mean, there's no doubt about that. He was targeting ICE and he was trying to scare other ICE agents. Now imagine you're an ICE agent. Imagine that you're doing that job. Imagine you are one of those people. And this is the problem right now, is that you have a lot of people out there who are saying over and over again that you should go after ICE, that they are the Gestapo, they are the SS. So I'm going to play you, this is Cut 32, Sean. This is breaking, ICE Executive Associate Director, who confirms that the Dallas shooter used the ICE tracking app to plan his attack. Take a listen.
The shooter used the ICE tracking apps. Anyone who creates or distributes these apps that is designed to spot, track, and locate ICE officers are well aware of the dangers that they are exposing to law enforcement. It's a casting call to invite bad actors to attack law enforcement officers. It's no different than giving a hitman the location of their intended target, and this is exactly what we saw happen in Dallas yesterday. The media has been amplifying these apps even as we warned them it would only lead to more attacks on law enforcement. We truly wish we didn't have to say, "I told you so," but here we are. ICE continues to prioritize the safety and security of our personnel, detained aliens, and facilities. We will do everything possible to increase security to counter the increased wave of these lethal attacks. Again, we call on those who foment violence and vilify our law enforcement officers to cease the dangerous rhetoric. We also call on law-abiding Americans everywhere to report any suspicious activity. The individual that was out there yesterday shooting at our agents and our officers was trying to take the lives of law enforcement people doing their job. Instead, he killed a detainee and shot two others. That is something that's unacceptable. The rhetoric that's out there on social media, the rhetoric that is being said by some community leaders in other states, needs to stop. There's been an increase in violence against ICE agents, not only in Texas and Dallas, but across the country in violent protests. Again, I ask everybody, just stop. Thank you.
Just stop. But they're not going to stop because the rhetoric that these people are using is, I mean, we've got montage after montage for you of these people using this kind of rhetoric. Montage after montage of elected officials who are supposed to be responsible people. You know, they're supposed to be adults. They're supposed to be leaders, but they can't help themselves. So it's just, you're going to keep hearing this. You're going to keep hearing a lot of this. Here's DHS Secretary Kristi Noem talking about the Dallas ICE attack. She was with Laura Ingraham last night. This is cut number 7 from Fox News, talking about what's happening here with law enforcement and who they're up against and who they're facing here. Take a listen.
Madam Secretary, it's great to have you on the show tonight. The suspect in this ICE facility shooting was identified as 29-year-old Joshua John. We know the investigation is ongoing, but what can you tell us tonight about him?
Well, we can tell you that he was on an elevated rooftop, that he shot into a building, into a carport area, that he was targeting ICE based on what we've seen as far as evidence so far in this case, and that we have to do all that we can to make sure this never happens again. So, unfortunately, we see this kind of violence out on our streets every day. We see people that have been targeting our law enforcement officers across the country, not just in their rhetoric, but also in their actions out on the streets. And some of them appear to be acting independently. We don't know that for certain with this individual yet. We have to let the FBI finish the case, and we'll still continue to work with them to make sure that we do due diligence. But we also know that every day our law enforcement officers out on the street are facing terrorist organizations, cartel members. They're facing very dangerous individuals and networks that are sophisticated, that use technology. And what we're going to do in response, Laura, is that we're going to hire more ICE officers. We're going to go out and hire more law enforcement officers. We're not going to stand for this in the United States. And I'm so incredibly proud of our president, who is furious over the fact that we every day are seeing victims of crime, victims of this kind of a terrorist attack on a facility where people were working, showing up for their jobs.
All right, thank you, Sean. We can jump out of that. Thank you. I want to go to cut number nine. This is a montage of Democrats, elected officials, people in the media, all these people going and saying the rhetoric over and over and over again. Now, look, like I've said to you a million times in the past, I love heated political rhetoric. Our country was founded on heated political rhetoric. This notion that the founders were all hugging and kissing at the bars in Philly, and no, they would fight with each other and argue with each other. They're duels. We are at a place in right now where we've gone from heated political rhetoric to calling our side Nazis, the SS, and the Gestapo. There's no comparison to any of that. That should be okay. None of that. It's one thing. Battle it out. I have a heated argument about abortion. Have a heated argument about flag burning. Have a heated argument about is Batman... Did Ben Affleck, is he the worst Batman? Or was it George Clooney and the bat nipples? Knock yourselves out. Fight away. That's America. Crack open a beer, pour another bourbon, get all fired up. But when you start calling ICE agents and people you don't like, Hitler and Nazis and the SS and the Gestapo and everything else, you're going to activate lunatics. These are like trigger words for them. Because I think a lot of these people, their lives are just, they're miserable, they're lonely, they feel like losers, and now they think they're doing something really important. If you believe that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman, that was essentially what was his motivation. He was a loser, and he wanted to do something spectacular. His political views kept changing all the time, and, you know, if you believe that theory that Gerald Posner has written about, basically, this was his chance to do something really, really important. Now, again, this is not a time to debate the Kennedy assassination. My only point is I think a lot of these guys are losers driven by a sense of inner hatred, a feeling of being a loser. And then now's their chance to take out Nazis and the Gestapo. And you know what I mean? It's not about limiting speech so that we don't incite somebody. It's about returning America to a decorum where we can just go back to yelling at each other about political issues without bringing up Nazis. And I don't think that that's crazy. I don't think that that's wrong. I don't think that having a heated knockout, drag out metaphorically, because we've passed the point of duels and sword fights and things like that. Our debate and argument over politics is a bad thing. I think apathy is far worse. But I think we should probably all agree that let's just not use Nazi. Let's not use SS. Let's not use Gestapo. Let's not use fascists. Let's just stop it. Like, enough. Move on with that stuff. And then if somebody gets triggered because they're really upset by the heated argument over flag burning, well, then we could all clearly agree the guy was just a freaking nutbag and wasn't motivated by this idea that he may land a spot in history by taking out the next Adolf Hitler. I think a reasonable person can understand the distinction. Unfortunately, in this clip, you're not going to hear many reasonable people. This is cut number nine.
This is Gestapo-like behavior. Plainclothes officers wearing masks are terrorizing immigrants.
The ICE issue is alarming beyond words. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process. We're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here. Wake up.
Dangers that we saw in Nazi Germany, especially in the earliest days of Nazi Germany, are the dangers that we need to react to now. They're taking people off the streets and sending them away. It's a 5-alarm fire, everyone.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is not the 1930s, and every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will of course be identified.
Donald Trump's modern day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense. Not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. We need to make sure that there's a firewall that they have to come through before they get to them.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature. Again, this is just the most recent example of this type of attack.
One of the things that you notice is consistent is there's a lot of freaking losers that are involved in this in these montages, like people like Tim Walz, for example. You know what I mean? There's a lot of that. You're getting a lot of that. A lot of losers who are this. I noticed on the YouTube chat there's a confusion around Jax. So let me clarify all of the jacking that's going to take place on the show. We are going to have Jack Cittarelli, the Republican candidate for governor of New Jersey, who I believe is going to be the next governor of New Jersey, on the show tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. That'll be a phoner. We will be in person with Jack Carr on October 13th for our politics and pints in Bucks County at Bucks County Community College. However, we'll also be in person with Jack Cittarelli at the big rally in Wildwood on October the 10th. So, yes, there is a lot of Jack in our lives in the next several weeks. And hopefully, when Jack Cittarelli wins, we'll have 4 years of Jack that we can all enjoy. But we got to get the vote out. We got to turn out people. And that's the thing. Scott Pressler is going to be at that rally on October 10th as well at the boardwalk. For that one, you want to go to capegop.com and sign up. It's going to be a big day. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great show. And I'll be doing the show live. And we planned it around this broadcast live on the pier outside. It's going to look really cool. The big Ferris wheel is going to be behind us. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. So there's all the Jack you got to look forward to. Jack tomorrow, Jack in a couple weeks, Jack again a couple days after that Jack. Different Jacks, two great Jacks, just different Jacks. Jacks of a different trade.
Can I make the podcast title Two Great Jacks?
Sure, I don't care.
All right, thank you.
It's better than all the jacking we've got to do in the next several weeks. Is that sounded strange? You know, like I instantly regretted that. I said it that way instantly, immediately. Wish I had a dump button, but a whole lot of Jack, a whole lot of Jack. After Just this is over, break. you will not be able to say you don't know Jack.
That's good. That's a good podcast headline.
See that? You're going to know Jack and then some. All right? Oh, yeah. You don't know Jack? Oh, you're going to know Jack. All right? All the Jack you can stand and then some. That's right. All right. So let's continue. Dr. Mike Venere, a great guy, great friend. Let's say you need complex dental procedure. Something, I'm talking the whole shebang, the whole nine yards. You got to do implants, you got to do caps, crowns, whatever it is. The question I have for you is, are you going to go to the closest dentist or are you going to go to the best? You're going to go to some chain pop-up dental office, or are you going to go to the best? The guy who's been recognized among his peers as the undisputed master of dental implants for 12 years in a row. 12 years in a row, other dentists have sent their patients to Dr. Mike Veneria. That's right. The experts call him the expert. In fact, I don't even think it's close. I don't think he has any peers. That's just how good he is. So what I need you to do is make your appointment. Stop putting it off. You'll get a free implant consultation. Dr. Mike will go over it with you, explain everything. He also does the kind of dentistry that we can all get around and love, because he does pain-free dentistry if you need it. Absolutely. Who doesn't love that? Who wants pain? Nobody. Dr. Mike's about care. He's about compassion. Emergency dental services as well. I was with a couple months ago at the playground. Little boy falls, loses his tooth, and the family knew Dr. Mike, and I called him right away, and I handed the phone to the father, and Dr. Mike helped him out. I mean, it's just the kind of guy he is. Great guy all around, invested in our community. Two offices to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So go see him today. Get that beautiful smile you deserve. And trust him. You can trust him just the way the entire Zioli family trusts him. From Mama Zioli on down to the kids. And of course me and my wife, who got a beautiful smile from Dr. Mike just last year. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Mikey Sherrill was barred from walking at the United States Naval graduation over this cheating scandal. That's what we got here. We got that. It's a big deal. And here's what Jack Cittarelli said regarding that. This is, I'm just going to share with you Jack's post on this. Today's admission by Congresswoman Sherrill that she was implicated in and punished for her involvement in the largest cheating and honor code scandal in the history of the United States Navy is both stunning and deeply disturbing. For 8 years, Mikey Sherrill has built her entire political brand around her time at the Naval Academy and in the Navy, all the while concealing her involvement in the scandal and her punishment. The people of New Jersey deserve complete and total transparency. So, yeah, I'd say it's an absolutely big deal that this is happening. And it's going to be the kind of thing that doesn't go away anytime soon for her. That's the truth. It's a big deal. Not walking with your graduating class at the United States Naval Academy is a huge, huge deal. And Jack retweeted my tweet earlier today when I said, here's the deal. The race is going to come down to one thing and one thing alone, turnout. And not just on election day. Early voting is underway. Do it. Do it now, please. Let's go. Jack 4NJ. And Scott Pressler retweeted that as well and said, we can win. Yes, we can. Jack Ciccarelli for governor of New Jersey. A lot of people saw my tweet today. Just not Matt DeSantis. Because Matt DeSantis, even though I tweeted that out at 7:54 a.m. this morning, Matt DeSantis sends me a tweet with the polling at about 1:30 this afternoon.
That's not entirely accurate.
From a totally, not even my own tweet. Sends me a tweet and wokeness with the polling data that I shared at 7:54 a.m. Matt sends out the end wokeness tweet that they put out at 10:11 a.m., but doesn't send it to me till 1:30 p.m.
Okay.
Time.
No, this story is not entirely accurate.
On Twitter, I know Tom follows you, and we're all really impressed by that. Do you even follow me on Twitter? Do you need my Twitter handle? Do you need to know what it is? It's Rich Zeoli. It's very simple to follow.
I follow.
There's no underscore. There's no. It's just that. It's just my name. That's it.
All right. I know. I follow you. I even saw the tweet that you posted. However, in my defense, the tweet I sent you had an Emerson poll and a National Research poll referenced. The post that you made earlier in the day only had the Emerson polling numbers. Now, the National Research polling numbers are equally interesting because they have Ciccarelli up by 46-45. So yeah. I just wanted to make sure that you saw the National Research polling as well as the Emerson. I knew you had seen the Emerson. I was not attempting to share that information. I saw you had a tweet that went up earlier in the day, went, you know, pretty viral. I think you had like 35,000 or 40,000 views on it at the time.
It's no, I'm sure you have more now. Pelka, but we're pretty good. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
We're
up to,
53,500 views right now.
Yeah, Pelka's in a league of his own this week. But anyway. That's my defense. And you act as though we're not exchanging text messages back and forth throughout the day. I'll send you something I find interesting, maybe a video clip, maybe an article. You'll send me video clips or articles. It's just not out of the norm. I don't know why I'm getting so much grief.
Well, I'm sure your attorney's listening and taking diligent notes.
I have her on speed dial.
And adding all this. No, you don't have to. She's monitoring the and adding to the appendix.
Because she's a great attorney.
Sorry, of course, about the law offices of Linda Kearns, Esquire, Matt DeSantis, who's leading the class action lawsuit for the defense of Matt DeSantis. All right, quick break. We'll come right back. I'll just move that thing. I can do that, right?
Yeah.
Right, I'll do that. All right, we'll come right back. A lot of news. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.